This is the MagicWordPodcast.com.
Good morning or afternoon, wherever you are and however you're listening. I am at the Chicago airport, winging my way over to Las Vegas. We finished up with the Abbott's get-together in Cullen, Michigan. Very nice gathering, certainly, and it was good to see old friends, new friends, and current friends. What can I say about that? People I've known for a while and some that I just met, and it was a lot of fun. It's a much smaller convention than one I'm heading to, which is Magic Live. It's the big daddy, it seems like, of the American conventions, at least, with a maximum of 1,600 registrants. That seems to sell out every year, and this year is no different. There was a long list of people waiting in line, hopefully to be able to get an extra ticket if there was something available. Anyhow, I'm in Chicago then right now, getting ready to head to Vegas. I know it's going to be just an awesome convention, and looking forward to seeing a lot of my friends. I've already got some meals planned and some evenings as well. Plus, the rest of the schedule is just going to be crazy as usual, and so I'll have a lot of people I'll be talking with along the way, and I would like to chat with you. If you get a chance to see me, we'll carry around my microphone, be sure to say hello, and maybe we get a chance to chat for a little bit and put you on the daily report from Las Vegas from Magic Live. So over the next few days, we'll be having a lot of people who will be on, so I invite you to come back each day and listen. If you are not here, you can kind of catch up on what you missed, and if you have been here, you can still listen to some of the things that were, from my perspective, that you may have missed. But I am about to board my magic carpet and head to Vegas. And I have, although there is Dunkin' Donuts, I just passed by. I actually had a lunch today, so I had a meatball sandwich over at a restaurant. So I'm quite full until later tonight. So it's going to be the opening night party with a dress-up party, kind of a fun thing. I'll have to post a photo of my costume that I'm going to be wearing tonight. It's not really a costume, but it's a fun thing. And then we're going to be closing with a black and white party on Wednesday night. And then I'll be heading home on Thursday. Golly, just it's going to be a packed week. Looking forward to it. So I'm going to quit talking here in the front end to save some room for you to listen to other guests because I know it's going to be pretty full. So for the Magic Word Podcast, this is Scotty out.
Are those all actual lanyards that you've collected over the years?
These are, yes, what I'm wearing right now. We've just arrived at the party here this evening. And so that's okay, Rod Saylor, come on over here. You can sit with Nancy Anderson then also. We're just getting started. And Esme Gibson. Yep, Esme Gibson. Ben
Gibson, yeah.
As well. We are at the first opening night party, and it's a lot of fun. Yes, what I'm wearing is I've got, I don't know how many, maybe
125.
No, I've already donated about 200 of them to the Marshall Museum of Magic. Oh, so they've got some. These are some of the leftovers. I haven't gotten to them yet.
Oh, all right.
So, but these are conventions that I've put over in the podcast over the years.
I was there.
You were there. I think I remember seeing you.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to, Nancy? Oh, they got Nancy Anderson, Rod Saylor, and Esme. So what are you looking forward to, Nancy?
So, Scott, good to see you.
Again?
Again. So we were together at the Abbott Convention.
In Cullen, Michigan.
Yep. A couple days ago. And I'm here. This is like my favorite convention.
Yeah.
No offense to any other conventions, but I love seeing all of my good old friends. Mm-hmm. The lectures are going to be great. I had a chance to take my annual picture with a Stan.
Yeah.
Because I think he's the man. I think he's the one that makes this happen.
You compare those over the years.
Over the years. And he looks the same.
Yeah.
Every year.
Yeah.
So it's good to be here. Tonight is going to be take your checkbook out and start writing checks and spending your
right.
money.
Because the dealer's open. That's right. Some fantastic new stuff.
Yeah. It's completely open. And I'm going to go and hit
carry a big bag of stuff.
I am.
Rob, what about you, man? What are you looking forward to here?
Well, first of all, Scott, it's great to see you.
As well, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yes.
We'll go back and listen to our episode, by the way, that Rod and I did. We roomed together at the castle a while back.
So. It was a fun time.
Yeah,
it was definitely fun. So, to reiterate what was just said, so I just came from the IBM convention. I already have tickets for FISM for next year. But Magic Live is my favorite convention. This is the one and only convention I come to every single year. And honestly, there are a ton of reasons to come, but I come for the camaraderie.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
Just hanging out with friends I don't get to see all year long. This is the real reason I'm here, is catching up with all of my friends. Yeah.
Ask me about you.
I'm here because I've been coming every year for a long time.
It's a tradition.
It's a tradition. I like to run into Ron.
Yeah.
I am here in costume for the party. Good. I wanted to see Nancy. I hadn't seen her in forever.
Well, you need to get to Chicago more often.
I should. And I'm in the costume of a Magic Castle code violation, dress code violation.
With a t-shirt,
hoodie. T-shirt, hoodie, bare midriff, bare midriff jeans, sandals,
yeah.
and a baseball hat, and my camera.
And a camera. So they would strip you down and then send you on your way.
Yeah, right. They would take it all away from me.
And who do we have here?
Well, look who came over here. Mr. Gene Anders. Hey there, Gino.
Hi there, Scott. Is
good
this
to see you.
All the ones you've been to this year so well, far? Holy Moses. I mean, is that 102 that you've been to this year?
It looks like it about that. You know that I've gone to so many. Oh, these are the conventions that I have been attending and also reporting from. So when people listen to the reports, you know.
Right. These are
ones that I always make sure that, you know, like I just came from Abbott's, you know. So there was four days and I came straight here from
straight
that.
Straight here, yeah.
We missed you there this year.
Well, because I can't get there from here. No, here's the deal. I'm on the wrong side of Michigan for that. I'm 3.5 hours from Michigan.
You're Midland, right?
Midland, I'm in Midland, yeah. I'm 3.5 hours from Abbott's.
Okay.
So last year I paid full registration, which is about $500,
right.
And so it cost me $250 per night for the two shows I could go to Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah.
They were not Broadway shows. So
okay. There
you are.
Well,
so I said I'm not going to do that again.
Yeah.
So I didn't, because I got to fly here on Saturday because it takes all day to get here. I fly to Detroit from my airport, wait 3.5 hours of layover, and then continue.
Wow.
It is what it is. My life is not in danger, and I have a book to read. I can amuse myself.
Well,
okay,
you've
like
got the book already written, the book.
Well, so yeah, but I sometimes read somebody else's.
I understand. You're not going to be writing another book. Are you? That's kind of
well,
like the book-end-all book.
No, here's the deal. That one was called The Book.
Yeah.
And I was going to write The Book 2, T-O-O,
yeah.
But I can't.
Because
in 2020, May 19th to be exact,
mm-hmm.
two upstream dams failed and released the water they had held for 100 years, and it all came down the river in about 6 hours. I'm on a tributary. There was no place for that river to go, mine, except up into my house. I have a split-level house. On three layers of my house, I lost all my eye candy stuff that I had, all the signs that I had made to introduce all these people. I got none of that. So I can't write that book. So I will do something else, but it will not be that book. I'm not done writing stuff.
I'm so happy to hear that.
I don't want to take it all to the grave.
Good.
No, I've got stuff to say.
You always have to have some goal, something to look
forward
doing,
to. I am doing it. I am doing
it. And you're at age 80?
83. I'm an old guy. I'm a really old guy. I was never interested in history, but you know what?
You are history.
I am now history, and so I guess I got to be interested. I'm just going, let me tell you about me, you know, like that. No, no. But so I'm working on that.
Yeah.
And I'm so I am. And I'm, yeah.
Well, congratulations. You're looking good. And
I always enjoy
the Christmas photos that you always take
your wildlife
photos, you know, that you.
Yeah,
I was probably outside your backyard and everything.
Well, that's right. No, I'm right across from the Chippewa Nature Center. I got wild turkeys in my yard every day. I got an electric fence around my garden so that she doesn't come and chomp on my hostas, which she loves. That's deer candy.
I just moved to Georgetown, which is south of Austin, and I've got deer in my backyard and all around also. It's like I'm a city boy, and so this is interesting to me. It's like when I first bought the house, they were unpacking. The movers were there, and I said, what is that noise? And I looked at it. It was birds. There were birds chirping, and I, you know, in downtown the city, you hear sirens
heard them.
And things.
It's yeah. It's a new experience, but you're a country boy
completely,
now.
Completely, yeah. I mean, I haven't turned into Lance Burton or anything, you know. I'm enjoying that so far.
Well,
but I haven't been there long enough.
No,
obviously,
but
you see, I've been going to conventions here.
Right.
So.
Oh, dear.
Well, good seeing you, Gino.
Great. Oh, yeah. Great
good
to see you, Scott.
And okay. Nancy, then also. The Magic Bird Podcast. Scotty out.
All right. That was.
So, Scott Wells, the Magic Word Podcast, and I've got Chad Long and Carl Hine and Dickles. Hey there, guys. Hey, how are you at the convention here today?
Hey, how's it going?
I go to a few and I try
just
to
enjoying some ice cream floats, you know, some good, wholesome family fun, Scott.
Yes, we are. Well, that's what this is all about, isn't it?
So, who are you? What's your name? Who is this?
Well, see, look at one of these badges. What do they say? See, that'd be Scott. Somewhere here.
Why are you stealing so many Scott's badges?
Did you bring every badge that you've ever had?
Oh, no, no, no. I've given about 150 of them to the Museum of Magic, so Marshall. These are just a few I haven't sent to them yet.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
I got Magic Cuba in here somewhere. I was just thinking about it. Matter of fact, is this the one, Magic Cuba? No, that's not it.
Are you in Cuba, Carl?
No, I didn't do that one.
Okay.
Tell everybody how great that convention was.
It worked great.
Right. Awesome. It was right. I became communist.
You heard it right here first.
Right
the magic
here.
Orb.
That's right.
Chad Long's a communist. Commie.
Alex Boyce was at the at Abbott's where I just was.
Oh, really?
And, yeah. And so I was talking to him about the Cuba convention.
Yeah.
And you know he's only 27 years old. And,
I know. Same.
He
same,
won.
Same.
He won the. Yeah. You're just what 28. You're a year older, aren't you?
I'm older.
Yeah. And he had won the award,
Alex,
for the Bill Baird and Neil Foster Award this year at Abbott's.
He is so good.
You know Alex
I just
Boyce?
Saw him, yeah, the, 2 weeks ago at Speakeasy Magic, and amazing.
Alex is so great. He's so beyond his years.
Well, I think it's not just Dove Magic, but like Speakeasy,
no.
close-up and everything else.
He's so well-read, Scott. He knows all of the history of magic and all the old masters, you know what I mean? And he understands about, you know, on the shoulder of giants and, you know, where it all started. Alex is one of my favorite magicians, and he's young and he's annoying because he's so good.
And got all his hair.
Yeah, he does have all his hair. He's a good-looking young guy. And his voice is so deep.
He does have a great voice.
I sound really creepy right now.
I think we can go get a contract or a hit on him, I think.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, he's great. I love him. Let's kill him.
He could turn into Carl Hine before long, you know, very creative guy.
But so, he can't make it rain.
I cannot produce Dove, so. No, his act is amazing.
Well, it's going to be a great convention. I'm glad
please
you guys
edit,
are here.
Please edit the hell out of this.
It's going in raw and naked, just all like right. You right now, on the special wow. night that we're having.
Yeah, why are you wearing a clothes chat? Seriously. It's not really a costume, okay? Yeah. It's supposed to be a costume party.
I always eat ice cream floats
that's
naked.
Take everything off.
That's right.
Wow.
This was something for the radio for your eyes, so that you can imagine.
Yes.
That's right.
And
you,
nude ice cream floats. Right.
Visualize
fun.
That.
All right, we got a lot of people to
no,
talk to.
We got about. Nothing out of this.
Which I think that's right. It's ridiculous. But fun. And for the Magic Word Podcast.
Helmsley count.
There we go.
I just want to keep it magic related.
Scotty out. So we have, we're still at the party. We're going to be here for quite some time. Man, you're going to see a lot of really cool pictures of some costumes that I'm going to post. So be sure to go to the blog to see all this. But I run into Jason Michaels, who is with the IBM, and good to see you, Jason. How
thank
are you?
Thank you. Yeah, always good to see you, Scott. I'm great.
So how was Tacoma?
Oh my gosh, what a fantastic convention. I wish you would have been there.
Yeah.
We had a blast. I have been consistently impressed. It seems to me like every year the IBM convention gets raised up a notch, and I don't know how that's like. How do you keep doing that? I mean, we had a great convention in Atlanta. We had a great convention in Pittsburgh. Tacoma was fantastic. I mean, we had exceptional talent, and it was just being in the Pacific Northwest was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful area. I haven't spent very much time there, and it was just a great time hanging out with friends, meeting new friends, getting to jam and. Some fantastic shows, a lot of fun people, and just a lot of fun.
And next
overall.
Year will be in Houston.
And next year we're coming down to Texas. It's going to be in Houston, and I'm excited to see because our Ben Barnes, who was our talent coordinator this last year, he's going to do it again next year. So I'm excited to see who he's going to bring.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome, I'm sure. My backyard over there, or at least where I used to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
I moved over there. So are you looking forward to this convention?
This is one of my favorite conventions. There's just always a surprise.
Yeah.
You never know what, you know, you're sitting there and then somebody walks out on stage and you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, it's just so creative and so fun.
Yeah.
And I attend this convention and multiple conventions just to recharge my energy, you know, just to kind of allow myself to just come with new creative ideas and see what comes of it. So, yeah, this is going to be super fun.
Good, good. Well, it looks like it's starting to shape up here already. It's really cool seeing all the different costumes that people are wearing, which makes sense because it was a lot of magicians also go to Comic-Cons, so they've got costumes from cosplay that they've been wearing, and so We got all kinds of superhero outfits, and oh my gosh, right?
Yeah, this, yeah. I just walked in the party a minute ago, and it's quite a spectacle to be seen.
It really is. All right, Jason Michaels, thanks very much for the Magic Word Podcast. Scotty out. Let's keep going. As we continue to walk around over here, I was introduced to a mind-reading couple from the UK by my buddy Michael Schott. Hey, Michael.
Actually, they're from Dubai.
Dubai, sorry.
He's from UK originally.
But you got that kind of an accent there, James.
From UK, yeah.
James and Marion?
Marina.
Marina. I'm sorry, I got it. And so you guys live in Dubai, but you're from the UK and you moved to Dubai.
Yeah.
And you're from Dubai then, Marina? Or?
I'm from Ukraine, but we live in Dubai.
Okay.
I'm Ukrainian. Yeah.
Gotcha, okay. So it's a two-person mind-reading act, you were saying, and that you're going to be coming to Magic Texas to perform it for us?
We're going to be doing some small, intimate sessions at Magic Texas.
Oh, that's mind-to-mind, Magic...
Exactly.
Yes, you're the guys.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
We are. Yeah.
I saw that on the lineup, that it looked like you're going to be repeating that a few times. Is that going to be a different thing each time, or the same kind of a workshop?
It's always different every time we perform, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So did Mike Miller talk with you about that, or how'd you, okay?
Yes, we met him at FISM Europe in Italy a couple of months ago, and he invited us to come and perform, so we're very excited to do that. Yeah.
You know, Dal Sanders is just right over there. I just talked to him a moment ago.
I would like to make a prediction. I'm going to predict that they're going to be the highlight of that conference.
The highlight of the conference?
Of that conference, yep, 100%, without any question.
Well, you know, some of the people who are coming, like Norbert Ferret and some others.
Care less. They're going to be the
highlight. Adrian Vega. And,
doesn't matter. They're going to be the highlight.
Well, they're the only medalists, I think, who are going to be there.
Well, they are still going to be a highlight.
But what do you know about talent?
Nothing. For 27 years, I have produced the longest-running off-Broadway magic show in New York's history, Monday Night Magic.
Mwah!
And I'd like to state for the record that we did have the great Scott Wells there once or twice.
You know, I think I may even have that badge in here that, I was looking through it a while ago, and I brought that with me. That was, I had a special badge made up for that Monday Night Magic because we had a special group that came in.
Nice.
That was a company thing. So, yeah, I'm glad you guys are still killing it every Monday night.
Still killing it. They were just there this past Monday.
Yeah.
And they fooled us all.
So tell me something, James and Marina, about the kind of a workshop that you're going to be putting. Is it really a workshop or a lecture, or what is it exactly?
No, it's more of a intimate performance. They're calling it a session.
Oh.
So we're just excited to be able to share with the US what we do. So our debut was at Monday Night Magic, which is an absolutely incredible experience.
Yep, yep.
We were just there as guests and then invited to do something on the stage. So we did.
So Michael just pulled you out of the audience and said, hey, why don't you guys, just like that?
Basically,
you killed
yeah.
it. You smashed
yeah.
it.
We're just having our desserts, and then we had to perform, and it was great. Yeah.
How great is that?
They were having the desserts, and they said, does anyone have a blindfold?
Yeah. And someone did. Someone
yes.
did give us their blindfold. Yes, that was great.
Funny thing, I was just Colin at the Abbott's Magic Get Together, and the Evisons were performing, and I had a front row seat right there, and as they were finished, then Tessa took off her blindfold and said, if anybody wants to, they can have this, make sure you can't see through it and everything, and I was in the front row, as I said, so I caught it, and afterwards I said, Jeff, here you go, you can reuse this, then again. He said, and Tessa said, I saw you sit there, I was hoping you were going to catch that, but but I would have had a blindfold with me, if I would have hung on to that.
Scott caught it, and he's going to be married next.
That's right. I'll be the next mind reader. Okay. So is it kind of like the Evisons or the Clairvoyants or something completely different?
We prefer not to compare to, anybody else. We have our own thing, but yeah.
So the we absolutely love the work of the Evisons and the Clairvoyants and also Anka and Luca. There aren't many of us, and I think there's... everyone's so varied within this particular niche, and that's what's exciting because it's so
untapped.
Rare. Yeah. So we really just want to focus on being the best mind-to-mind we can be, and we have nothing but respect for the other second sight acts of the world. Yeah.
Well, my wife
and I have seen them on America's Got Talent, and you also did Britain's Got Talent as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, they were great on AGT. I saw that.
Yeah. My wife.
You didn't look so tall.
In real life, you're much taller, and so are you. You look taller on TV too.
That's true, I do.
But I guess the celebrities you talk to are short.
Yeah. Well,
normally, when you're on TV.
Look at you.
Exactly. I'm a short guy. As I'm getting older, my spine is shrinking. Yeah, I've lost an inch or two in heights. So, so you having fun? This is your first Magic Live, you guys?
This is our third. Yeah, Marina is a big fan of the conventions. So I'm a very lucky guy that I get to come.
Well, more ways than one. She's a beautiful woman. My goodness.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I get
incredibly talented too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I get told that a lot at gigs, that I'm a very lucky guy, and I get it.
You can read between that line.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, thank you guys very much. Good seeing you, and I look forward to seeing you in Magic Live at just the end of the month over here. Michael, I guess it's okay to see you too, I guess, buddy.
There you go.
I need to come to the city because I really need to get to the city.
I haven't slept on my couch in a while.
I know. Yeah. I know you've been hopefully keeping a cat keep me warm or something.
He took me to see Darren Brown last time he was in.
Yeah, so that's how long it's been. I need to get back. Because I haven't been to Speakeasy yet, you know, and I want to see some of this stuff.
Go. Yeah, no, all right. Just there. It was great.
I got nothing else to do. I think I will bop out there and surprise you sometime. Cool. Magic Word Podcast as Marina and James and Michael Chow. Scotty out. And so a couple other party people we've got over here are the Zubriks. That's Chris and Ryan. Hey, Chris, how are you doing?
Good.
To see you, Ryan.
Good, yourself.
Okay.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you guys. And so did you come here because the hurricane in Tampa was starting to...
Well, we're worried that we weren't going to be able to get here.
Yeah.
So we had a show on Saturday night and then left early Sunday morning. And thank goodness we got out of there before
Debbie
came. Just this
morning. Yeah. You've been traveling all day.
We've been up since 3 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So who's watching? Is it Patrick? Is that your son's name?
Oliver. Oliver is in Chicago right now with family, and
okay.
He's going to...
Your sister or somebody?
He's going to go to New Jersey tomorrow to Ryan's dad's house and go fishing.
Oh,
and,
boy.
You know, all this fun stuff before school starts up. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as far as the hurricane, has it passed, or is it just about to hit, or what's the status on that
We've been checking the cameras at work and at our home, and it's raining and very, very windy right now, so I think it's happening.
Okay. Wow. Well.
Currently, yes.
Fingers crossed that everything works out great.
Fingers crossed, but we're happy to be here with you and with all these other magicians.
That's right. Well, I'm surprised you guys aren't dressed. I mean, everybody's going to be here. Santa Claus right there, you know, I saw Snow White and Captain Hook. I mean, my gosh.
A lot of different cast of characters around here, right?
Well, I figured magicians go to Comic-Con, and they got cosplay costumes, you know, that they can dress up. And so it's like, well, what shall I wear? They probably got choices, you know.
And you've got a whole collection of
convention
badges.
That's right. Well, these are just a few.
Just a few, and you're adorned in all of these here.
I've given about 150 of them to the American Museum of Magic, and so these are some I just hadn't gotten to them yet.
That's incredible. You look great.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
You guys look great as well.
Good
handsome
to see you.
Man. Good seeing you guys,
to
too. Enjoy the convention. We'll talk to you later.
We'll talk soon.
Well, let me get a quick picture of you.
Yes.
Gadzoot. Great magic convention. Golly gee. Here is Batman. Here he is. Batman Joel Zurinsky. How are you, man?
I'm doing excellent.
That is?
I'm doing excellent, Scott.
So how are things in Gotham?
Fantastic. So happy to be here in Vegas. Sin City, where I'm needed.
I was going to say, are you here to fight some crime? I mean, were you here on behalf of the mayor who had asked you to come in and try to clean up the city?
Either that or buy a lot of magic. I think we're buying a lot of magic this time.
So you've been in the dealer's room already, huh?
I have. I've made it rain. I'll be making it rain again.
It's always a fun time at this convention. Holy cow, there's Captain Crunch over there, even. I've not seen that. That's quite an outfit over there. And a guy in Mac King's Cloak of Invisibility, all I see is a floating glass. I think it is a coat. He's invisible. But yours is awesome. And that.
Thank you, sir.
I know that you've got more than the one outfit.
Yes.
This is just your what am I trying to say? Your pajamas. This is what you normally wear to bed every night.
This is my carry-on version, as opposed to
one that's
my check TSA. We've got trouble version.
That could be in trouble. Well, Batman, good to see you.
Good to see you too, Scott.
Magic Word Podcast. That was Batman, Scotty out. Mark, how are you? So, as we continue around, one of the people that I ran into, who is not in costume, he's actually very relaxed and casual, is Paul Gertner. Hey, Paul.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine. Did you come in yesterday, today, or you...
Tonight, this morning.
This morning,
yeah,
okay.
I got in about 10 o'clock.
So you didn't come in last evening to catch your show early. You going to stay late, or are you going to go back on
Flying home Thursday.
Yeah, me too. I'm not going to be able to catch a show either, other than what they're going to be having here, and they all should be pretty incredible.
Yeah. You know? No, yeah, I have no idea what to expect.
Are you involved?
I might help with one of the sessions, just like introducing some people.
Yeah.
That's about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm not doing any performing or speaking.
Workshops or anything like that this year.
No.
Well, now I'm adorned in convention badges
over here.
Tons of them. I know it is getting. I didn't know how heavy this was going to be. I didn't think about that when I was putting them all on. Have you got any conventions you're going to be attending here this year, or are you performing other than this?
I'm going to be at the Trix convention.
Are you going to be one of the featured?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, okay. Yeah. With Scott, you know the it's like in November
7th and 8th.
Right after I get home from a trip to Europe, and I have one day off, and then I have to run to. I think it's South Carolina.
It's in Charlotte, South Carolina.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to do it. Haven't been there before.
Have you been to Magic on the Beach in Myrtle Beach?
Many years ago.
Okay. They revitalized it. It's pretty. Charles Bach does it in his theater.
I think
I was
there by 15 years ago or something. Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
For whatever reason, they stopped doing it, but then they've started it again last year.
Yeah.
But so you enjoying the show, the one-man show, and how's that going? How many nights a week you're doing?
I do it just two Saturdays a month.
Oh, is that all?
Okay. Yeah.
I say all.
Yeah,
I mean, you're retired, man.
No, I'm retired. I'm not doing any grandkids. Not doing any trade shows. We just took the four granddaughters last week. We went to L.A. and took all four granddaughters to the Magic Castle for brunch. And it was fun.
I did that with my granddaughters in May when I went out for the AML Awards.
Yeah.
And we went to Universal Studios.
Yes. We did Universal and little Disney. Zuma Beach. We rented an Airbnb in the valley and had a nice pool in the backyard.
Nice.
And the kids loved it. Yeah. So they had fun. I wish I had a picture of all four granddaughters huddled around Irma. And they were all singing a couple songs from Hamilton, which they all love.
Yeah, but you can't take pictures.
But I'm not allowed to take pictures. So, however, I did get permission to take one picture of the family in the Houdini seance room.
Okay.
So we got a nice shot of that.
But that's one of those memories that is a snapshot in your mind. I've got a bunch of those as well with my family.
It was a good time.
And I'm sure they had a great time,
They really did.
That was their first time out there, I'm assuming.
And it was their first time seeing the castle and then... And then the next night, I took my son and daughter and their friends, a couple of friends, we went to see
the evening shows
and so on. Yeah, so it was a good trip. Good trip.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to this being another great convention.
Should be. Always is.
Everybody I turn around and see, you know, there's John Bannon, so many different friends you know, that are here that I could spend the next hour of content here just saying hello to everybody. You know? It's always good to see you, Paul.
Okay, good to see you.
Take care.
Gotta be a trick in them somewhere.
And continuing around, that a couple more people happen to run into is Bruce Haverbrook. Hey there, Bruce.
Hey there, how y'all doing?
And also I got Ron Anderson who's with me as Superman. I wasn't quite certain how to introduce you as Superman or as Ron Anderson. We just saw Batman a while ago.
I beat him up and he walked out of here crying.
That's why he had a bloody nose.
That's the reason. You don't mess with Superman. I don't care if you're a Batman or... anything.
Well, he was trying to put on your cape. You don't put on Superman's cape.
No, nobody puts on Superman's cape unless they...
You don't spit in the wind, right?
Yeah, you don't. You repeat that again, Bruce.
You don't spit in the wind.
Thank you. It's nice to see you, Scott.
You too. So you guys have been coming for a long number of years, I'm sure, to this convention, and so you just didn't want to miss another one.
I've never missed any of them. I come to all of them. My son and I, Nick, and we have a great time. I always seem to make new friends.
Yeah.
Bruce?
And it's great to see old friends. I've been coming here for the last several years, but I didn't get an early start because I was actually working.
He was legitimately working.
I thought you were retired.
Now I'm retired and dealing with the museum, which is great. It's fun.
Okay, I was going to say spending more time with the museum. Adding more things all the time?
We're adding things here and there, and then we're collating and we're preserving, we're archiving, and there's a lot of work on... preserving materials. It's a full-time kind of job.
Do you have a curator, or are you doing it all yourself?
No, I have four people that work for me, and one is a registrar, but a lot of museum experience. Another fellow was with the Cleveland Museum of Art for many years in the Intermuseum Conservation Association. And then another guy, my right-hand guy, Jack of all trades, was also 18 years with the Intermuseum Conservation Association. And the lady that's taking care of the library runs the Cleveland Police Museum. And she was the sister of the chairman of surgery at my hospital.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, so it's all worked Small out world, really yeah. nicely. Yeah, we've got a great group.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
You know, last year, Bill Smith had his history conference.
Here in L.A.?
Well, last year, it was outside of where you live.
In Cleveland, yeah.
Cleveland, yeah.
And Bruce arranged for us all to tour the museum, busloads of people, you know, small groups at a time.
And then had lunch
it was
afterwards.
A highlight. It yeah. was the way he has this laid out is an honor to the magic that he protects.
It is so open with that open staircase in the middle and the way you have the posters displayed along the side, and there's so much glass that you can see through. You can see the different floors.
The wall, the big wall in the center is three stories, okay. So it's about 8,000 square feet.
Him Amazing. And his lovely wife, they treated us like we were somebody.
Yeah, I felt special.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a ballpoint pen also from the museum that I use regularly.
Oh, good. Still works.
Still works.
I took an old trophy that some magician won 100 years ago when he wasn't looking.
It probably won't be missed.
You got a pen, I got a trophy. I'm kidding. I didn't touch anything, Bruce.
It's okay, Brian.
Well, this year we were all in Long Beach for the expo, and next year we're going to be coming back here to Vegas then.
That's what Bill said. We're going to be back here in Vegas.
Yeah, I think that if you miss coming to the expo when we were in Vegas last time, we got to go to Copperfield Museum. Dave is going to allow us, I think, to do that again.
That's
this next
correct.
Should be great.
Yeah.
Should be great.
Because the last time he did it here, you know, he'd bring busloads in, and then a small group at a time would walk through. What was cool about it is each area of the museum, he had an expert on that period speaking as the people walked through. But it was a treat, believe me, for a lot of our fellow magicians, including myself. Walking through a museum like that, as well as your museum, is really a highlight for lovers of magic.
Well, you know, one thing is we have such experts in the field, the collectors and the collector group, so when they volunteer to help out and to have stations, yeah. amazing. Mike Caveney up on the second floor of my museum talking yes. about Carter yeah. and doing the associations. Dave Bahuri down on the first floor showing Di Vernon, and then the photo of Houdini on the night that Di Vernon fooled Houdini. I mean, he knew and could make all the associations, right. and we had several people around. It really added to the whole thing.
Oh, it
it's
made
very
this tour
special.
Really rich.
Yeah.
It, you're right, it made it come alive.
Yeah. It really brought the fabric to the tapestry come yes. alive. That's true. Thank you guys very much. Good to see you as always.
Likewise.
Always
thank
like
you,
spending
Scott.
Some time
Have a
with
great
you.
Night.
Looking forward to this being a great convention. We'll see each other again.
All right, man.
Take
thank
care.
You
Have
so
fun.
Much.
You bet. For the Magic Word Podcast. What are we? Magic Word Podcast. Oh, man. I haven't had anything to drink yet. Maybe that's a problem.
need
I need
some.
To go grab something over there. This is Scotty
Quickly.
Out. Quickly. With an IV. As I said a moment ago when we were talking, I said there are friends all over here, and even over my shoulder, I was just talking to Paul Gertner. I said, and there's John Bannon. So I'm glad I had a chance to say hello to you because you've got a break in the action. You were surrounded by people a while ago, too. So, John, good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you.
How are things in Chi-Town?
It's good. It's all good.
You still doing the thing on every Saturday morning with the guys? Or?
Well, it's on Zoom now.
It's what? Okay.
On Zoom, and yes. So
it's you and who else?
Dave Solomon, it's John Rockerbomber, David Finkelstein, and a guy named Paul Toohey from Ireland. So
that's why it makes sense for Zoom, because you can bring people from all over the world, literally, and so it's a small group.
It is very small, and that's the best thing about the pandemic is Zoom, right?
Yep.
Because that's not going to go away, right? So... You know, I have Zoom meetings with people from all over the world, which I would never get to see except at places like this. You know, yeah. It's really nice.
Now, Juan Tamariz was just out in L.A. a while back, and he was performing and then as well as doing some workshops. Did you get out there to see him?
I didn't know he was going to perform. Oh. No, I knew he was out there to be so you could get your picture taken with him.
Yeah, basically. Because I thought he had diabetes or he's not going to be traveling much, or maybe
that's
not. He had some health issues, I think. When he was at Magi Fest, I thought that was going to be the last time he might come to the U.S., but I was so happy to see him over here.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed him, I bet.
But you've been over to the Scurrile?
Not for a long time, but I have gone. Yeah. Yeah, it's a great convention.
Tell me briefly, what's that experience like? I know it's hard to put in a sentence or two.
Well, I think my understanding is it started as a way to share knowledge. Like each person would learn two or three tricks.
He's right there.
In a certain topic or from a certain guy. And then you get together, and by the end of the weekend, you'd seen 30 Larry Jennings tricks or whatever. So it was a way of exposing people to more magic in a concentrated fashion. And how cool is that, though, right?
It's very cool. Very cool. So the thing that you meet, I'm jumping subject back and forth over here, but for the Zooms that you're doing, books come out of this. I mean, and things that are some ideas that these guys have that put together that they kind of work on certain things each week or each...
Yeah, it's a collaborative event, right? Yeah. People bring tricks. We all try to help them out. And there have been... You know, it's a crucible, too, right? So yeah. It actually helps helps you sharpen your own thinking, too.
So what's your latest book? This isn't yours over here, but...
This isn't it. My latest book is a little green book called Outnumbered. And it has to do with card tricks that are, at some level, mathematical, only we try to hide the procedure. And it's all about counting cards, you know, in some respects. And so people go, oh, counting tricks, those aren't any good. Well, yeah, first of all, they are. And second of all, this is what lay people do with cards. They deal them and they count them, right?
Yeah, good point.
So nothing foreign there. So as long as you keep the procedure at a reasonable level, there's some really good tricks to be had, I think.
Right, and that's available through where or who?
The Three Monkeys guys have it here. They're from France, and Penguin will have it.
Penguin has it. Okay. So. Well, good luck with that sales on that.
Well, thanks. It was a fun project for me.
Yeah. So for the Magic Word Podcast, I'm John Bannon. Talk to you about it.
All right, Scotty.
Out. So carrying on with the rest of the party, I'm afraid to go into the dealer's room. It is really packed and really loud, and it's not as loud here as what it was earlier because the dealer's room's opened and everybody's in there spending money then right now. But I've got... Captain Kirk and Spock who'd come in with me. Actually, it's not Spock. I guess it's one of the red shirts who is going to be dying soon on Star Trek. They always do. So, and they're both named Richard. Richard Tremblay?
Tremblay. In French, it's Tremblay.
Tremblay.
Yeah.
I've got that kind of right. French, so you're from France?
No, I'm from Quebec City.
Quebec City?
Yeah.
Okay. So you were then over at the... did you go to FISM last year?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
And then, are you from Quebec also, Richard?
Of course, yes.
Okay. And it is LeBlanc.
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 Yeah.
Okay. That's how you pronounce LeBlanc, not LeBlanc. LeBlanc.
LeBlanc.
LeBlanc. Got it. Very good. And so, you said, I was going to say Richard, but Richard, this is your first...
First Magic Live convention. Yeah. I used to go to Tannen's many years ago, and I think it's the first time that I see a dealer's room as big as this one, you know. And
it's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. So it remember great memories from the past, but I'm truly excited.
Have you bought anything in there yet?
Yes, these books, in fact.
Let's see, what do you got
from
here?
From the Three Monkeys.
Okay.
So we have Redemption and
Modular Card Magic.
Yeah.
And Richard, what have you got? Is that yours?
I got the new book from Bannon. It's called, I don't remember the names.
What's the name?
It's calculated, something like that.
It's going to be, it's new book.
Outnumbered.
That's it.
I just talked with him, and so when you listen to this podcast later, you'll hear I just chatted with John. He was talking about his new book being sold by Three Monkeys. 100 Monkeys, or what is the name of the company? Three Monkeys?
Three Monkeys,
okay. They are from France.
Oh, they're from France.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, English name for English name, but from France.
So, were you guys? So they speak French, and so you speak French, so you could talk a little bit with them. Did I leave my drink? Or was that my drink, or is that yours?
This is yours.
Yes. Okay.
If you put yours there.
I did. I think I did. Okay. I did, because I was going to put it over there, and I forgot. Okay. See, now you're asking if I edit. No, I'm not going to edit that out.
Okay, good.
So that stays in. Why Star Trek? Why you guys are big fans?
Yeah. From the beginning, when I was really, really young, I watched it, the original series on TV. That was a long, long time ago.
How about you, Richard?
Same here. I watched the original series, and I'm a fan.
I am too, and I've got to tell you, when I was in college, and this would have been 1970, I think it was, Gene Roddenberry came and spoke to our group at the Student Union, and he was talking about how, of course, Star Trek had been canceled on television, but he said, we're going to be going and doing some movies, because in movies we could do so much more with CGI rather than what we were doing on television, but we're keeping the theme the same as far as what the content is, because it was really not about sci-fi, it was about the interaction, about the story and everything, you know, that I thought was really great about the series then too. So you guys are more Trekkies rather than Star Wars people, I guess.
In my case, yes.
I'm kind of both.
Yeah. My foot's kind of in both of those camps also. Yeah, a little
kind
bit.
Kind of both, and my kids too, so I pass it to them. So
So the reason you came to this convention, being your first one, was why?
What was what? It's been a long time since I've seen a really big convention. I went to FISM last year, but it was in my own town, so it's not really the same thing.
Yeah.
Now going out of town in Las Vegas at the hotel, you know, it's really not the same feeling. So I really wanted to.
Did you come in early and see any shows?
Yeah, we came early yesterday. We went to see Late Night Magic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's an adult-oriented show of magic. Very good. I enjoyed it, really.
Is that here at Orleans?
Yeah, it's the Orleans, at the venue. It's called the venue, the theater. Yeah.
Yep. And, Richard, what about you? Why did you come this year? Is this your first one, or?
It's the first year, the first Magic Live, yes.
First Magic Live, I mean,
Yes, yes. Okay. As Richard, we know each other for 46 years. So we've been friends for really long, and I start magic because of Richard.
Yeah, I'm doing magic. I've been doing magic since I'm 5 years old. I learned to read with magic books, and then contaminated Richard. So
start when I was in high school with Richard, and that's it.
Your friendship has lasted like forever. It seems like. And magic has been the bond.
Yeah, we've known each other since we were 11 years old. So.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
We were in sixth grade. So.
And you still put up with each other. You know each other longer than your wives, I'm sure.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoy the convention. I know that you will. This being your first, there are going to be a lot of things. We might talk later in the convention to kind of see what your thoughts are on the second or third day, to see what your thoughts are. Hopefully we'll catch up again later. You'll be out of uniform, I guess, by then.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Right.
So, Richard, thank you guys very much for the Magic Word Podcast. Scotty out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
These first full day has really pretty much begun. I haven't talked with anybody yet today. I was waiting for a few activities to happen. And one of the people, I can take hours and hours and hours, but I want to just take a few minutes with so many people. And one of my buddies stopped by here, Diamond Jim Tyler. Hey there, Diamond Jim.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fantastic, sir. Always good to see you. And you're going to be performing also at Magic Texas, doing your Bamboozler lecture.
Doing a lecture, yes.
Yeah.
That's
going to be fun.
All on Bamboozlers, yes.
Now, how many of these Magic Lives have you been coming to?
This is like my sixth or seventh.
Okay.
A lot.
Why do you keep coming back? I mean, you usually go to conventions where you're only working, and you're not working
this
on this
one. This is the
only
one I come to just to recharge my battery and hang out with friends.
Okay. And when you say recharge your battery, what do you mean? You mean kind of get some new ideas?
Yeah, just get new ideas. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, we just gotten started, but I see you got a red lanyard, so you were in the morning session. So what did you think of that?
I loved it. In fact, did you recognize the voice who introduced stand today.
You were kind of gravelly, like he had a cold.
It was
or something.
Me.
That's why it was you.
They picked me. They're like,
of all people, hey,
huh? Yeah, Rick led me out of the theater. I was like, where are we going, Rick? He's like, follow me. I was like, what are we doing, Rick? And anyway, he led me backstage and was like, you're introducing Stan. I'm like, what? So, yeah, that was a nice surprise.
Well, it was a good show. It was well-rounded. It was Young and Strange were the
MCs. They were awesome.
MCs,
they were great.
For that. And they had, trying to think who all was on there. I remember there was a fellow who'd come back who was on The Void, and he had was talking about what happened after COVID and since then with AI and all that.
Yeah, what's the name of the book?
Hyper reality.
Yes. Yeah. I'll definitely buy a copy of that.
And the others, and then Derek Delgadio. Different people had some different ideas I thought were very interesting to talk about.
No, I love the gentleman that gave the talk about Houdini's Diary.
Oh, yeah, John Cox. That's a new thing that's going to be coming out next year about Houdini's early years as a magician. Because in July of 1899 is whenever he had transitioned from becoming a magician to...
He was originally the Mysterious Harry.
Yeah, exactly.
And later
kind of
became
funny.
Harry Houdini.
That's kind of funny. Yeah. So there's a bunch of stuff that's happening yet today, and so some of which we could talk about and some of which we can't. And so, because I was talking with Stan, he said to keep it a surprise for people because these get posted each day.
Right.
And so I don't want to give too much away. But these sessions that we're having this afternoon and the sessions we just came from the... who was that? Just a second. That was...
Angelo Carbone.
Angelo Carbone.
Very creative.
Yes. Were you in on that one too?
Yes.
Yes. In which he had a Powers of Darkness that was impromptu.
It was wonderful.
Amazing.
Yeah. I can't wait to do it.
I'm the same way. I think everybody... And the cool thing, I've never been in a room like that that was structured kind of like a long horseshoe.
Yeah.
You know, where you actually work with the person across from you.
I liked it. It was clever. Mm-hmm. It's different.
And a couple other ideas with cards. Well, you talk about it.
Oh, the cards that penetrate one another when they're face to face and you rub them and then all of a sudden they're back to back. Yeah, that was.
And then the idea of how to be creative.
Yeah, and the ideas with the different wills and coming up with different effects. Mm-hmm. Things like we learn when we read the Fitzky trilogy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but more visual and practical.
I remember a few years ago there was a gentleman from Adobe, I believe, who had created Photoshop. He was the fellow who created the PDF, and he was talking about creativity, where you would roll the dice, and then you would have, you know, one, two, and three, like the method and the thing that you would use. And there, Angelo used these pinwheels to do the same kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, what was the story you were going to tell me?
Well, let's more to come later, since we're walking in. So we'll get back to that.
Okay. Is that a promise?
Yes, that's a promise.
Okay, after we sit down?
Yeah. Perhaps.
Okay. Very good. So that was Diamond Jim. Scotty out. So another person that I kind of ran into here was a friend of the Magic Word, and thank you very much for being a friend. This is Bill Flanagan from Houston. How you doing, Bill?
I'm good, Scott. I've enjoying myself very much.
What have you seen today so far? We're just getting started.
I saw the presentation on creativity. And it was excellent. Some really good ideas.
And some things you'll take home.
Yeah, definitely.
And you utilize. Definitely. How about this morning's session?
I thought it was great, but I'm under secrecy to not say what was in it until it's over.
Well, we can talk about that because only the session this afternoon is repeated from this morning. So it's going to be different from, because this won't be broadcast until tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So you can talk.
I thought the hosts were really engaging.
Young and Strange.
Yeah, really enjoyed their byplay with each other. And I thought the VR, the person that talked about the virtual reality and how it ideas from magic interacted with it and it could interact with magic.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yep. Looking forward to seeing the close-up experience tonight. And that's one of those things going to be repeated a couple times, so I can't talk about that until actually tomorrow night, Tuesday night, for it to be broadcast on Wednesday. So that's the kind of thing that we're not supposed to be talking about, to try to keep it a secret from people who haven't seen them yet. You know?
Right, right.
Because like the pages of the Magic Magazine years ago, Stan said, I really don't want people to know who's coming or what's happening. I want things to unfold like whenever you buy the magazine and you turn a page and you don't know what's coming up on the next page. You're kind of surprised with that. So same thing, he's trying to keep, like he said this morning, don't tell people about the session here because they're going to be coming in this afternoon. So they're sitting in there right now as we're here in these sessions.
Right, that's true.
So you were in the Carbone lecture. I'm curious
yes, I was.
To talk to someone who was in the other one, which was the children's show
I know that today was one of those situations where there were three lectures and you could only pick two of them. And I would have gladly gone to the children's lecture too, but I thought the creativity one had a better chance of being something I could use.
That's something I could use. That's kind of the same way as well. And the last session was full, and this one is too. So thank you very much, Bill.
You're
appreciate
welcome, Scott.
It. So with the Magic Word Podcast, that's Bill Flanagan, Scotty L. One of the people I had seen or run into and met when we were at Magic Cuba, and we've talked about this a little bit already when we were at Colon, Michigan at Abbott's last week, and a little bit to some people here then last evening at the party. But also it was Rob. I just happened to run into Rob, and he's one. What's the name of the product, by the way, that we're...
Oh, Inception, which is sold by ProMystic.
ProMystic. It's called Inception, but it's amazing. Anyhow, look it up. I'm not going to tell you any more about that, that you need to check that out, though. But he was just showing me something. It's amazing. If you guys are interested in some sort of personalizing your cards, tell me. What, I'm not going to...
Yeah, so I just came out with a system called Miracle Press and Glow. And, you know, I've always wanted to be able to print on playing cards, on bicycle stock. You could always get aftermarket cards, like order them online. But when you got them, they didn't feel or... you know, deal like a regular bicycle playing card. And so for years I've tried to print on them and, you know...
Because they're linen or something. And
linen, and they also have a plastic coating on the top and the bottom, so that coating doesn't accept laser print or ink. But I discovered a method for printing on playing cards. And you know what's great? You can like if you're doing a gig and you're, you know, performing for, you know, person of honor, like, you know, birthday, you know, or... wedding, and you want the bride and groom.
Yep. Corporate
you
deals.
You can put them their pictures, photographic pictures, on the cards, and it's ad hoc. So you can print on bicycle cards that evening. You know, like I print on stuff like, you know,
they drive
15.
Quick too?
Oh, they're instant. It's instant. You know, and you're printing with a regular printer. You have to change out the dies, and so I basically sell the process. But what I make really easy is like I've got templates and dies, and so the template works with the die so that you drop the cards on. And then you add heat, and that's what bonds it to the card. So it feels just like a regular bicycle card.
Yeah, so you just buy blank.
I just buy, yeah, so either double blank or, you know, a blank face or blank back. Like I'll put something on the back of a card, or if I want to do a gaff.
Yeah.
So, I generally do logos or gaffs.
Right.
But it's not for, you know, I mean, I think that there are obviously people who are selling, you know, custom cards. But this is so that I have the ability to
Do a one-off.
Right. If I'm doing a corporate and I want to put their logo on a bunch of cards and do like
company
a Chicago.
President or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, or a Chicago opener, and then they're holding on to, or, you know, they're holding on to their logo or their picture.
Yeah.
Like, I've been doing this one. This is great. Like, so I'll have a picture of a friend and, you know, like, there's Justin, you know, and so, like, I'll take the deck, I'll slip it into the deck, and I'll go, think of any card. Your favorite card, in fact. You have it in your mind? Would you believe that this is your card? And they go, I don't believe it. That's ridiculous. I'm holding a card. And I go, I guarantee it's your card. And I hand it to them, and they turn it over, and it's
got their picture on it.
Yeah, so it's their card.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
And they do look and feel, I mean, like real photographic cards. It doesn't look like something has been pasted on, because it's not. They're actually printed and ingrained into the card.
Yeah.
Much like you would, I guess, with stone lithography or something. With on the old presses that from some of the posters.
Yeah.
That looks amazing. And again, it's called the
Miracle Press and Glow. Let me show you the glow part, which we'll probably need a free hand. But
glow?
Yeah.
Okay.
So to find the flashlight.
So when you, you got a flashlight there. When you turn the flashlight on under a black light. Oh. Is that just a regular light or is that black light?
That's black light, yeah.
Okay, a black light.
But I mean, it literally is invisible. Like, you can't see anything.
I cannot
on
see
them.
Anything just under a regular light, even a flashlight. So if you're working a club or something and it has a black light.
Oh,
on,
yeah. And I mean, we're in like the brightest light possible, right? So, you know, it's fighting the
amazing
overhead light. So, like, in a close up, oh my God, it just pops. Like, you're like, this one's a little bit dark in the...
It is, the Santa clubs. But if you're holding that up, I mean, we just have... Like,
that's
K,
the brightest.
K and,
Yeah.
But you can see that.
This one looks great in a darker room. Yeah. I mean, you know.
Wow. And so if people want to order this, they get it from ProMystic?
No.
How do they get this directly?
I think it's going to probably go through distribution. So hopefully it'll be in their local in their local magic shop, or hopefully through Penguin. I have no, you know.
You're saying
I don't
Murphy's.
Know.
So if people buy something from Murphy's, they should probably say, "Hey, tell your dealer to talk to Murphy's to get this."
Oh yeah, absolutely. Or you know, just find me at your next convention.
There we go. Bob, thanks very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Fantastic. Good to see him again, my friend.
Absolutely.
So the Magic Word Podcast. That was Bob Gould. Scotty out. Continuing to walk around the dealer's room, we could take, as I said earlier, hours just chatting with everybody that we stopped to see. But I thought I'd talk with a couple of guys who are very important figures, and you should know them already. Here's Greg Wilson. Hey there, Greg. How are you?
Howdy, howdy.
Good to see you. And Star.
Yes, yes. How are you doing?
Now, the name of Star may or may not be someone that you do know, but let me say, when you come to Magic Live and you hear the music, Star's a guy who made that. You were
Well, not the music. I do a lot of the graphics. And a lot of the graphics, and I've done the program a couple of years, not this year, but yes. So, and I do a lot of the illusions for a lot of the magicians in town. So I design a lot of the illusions.
Now, when you design them, who builds them? Is Mike Michaels, Bill Smith, or who builds them?
A lot of them are built by Bill Smith.
Yeah.
A lot of other builders, they can buy the rights to the illusions and build them.
Yep.
I've created some original illusions. And so I have a whole like portfolio of original illusions that I can sell or license the rights to.
Which is why I wanted to bring in Greg then, as well, being an illusionist himself over here, that you create a lot of stuff, and your dad certainly did. Him and Bev, you know, together with Alakazam.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of great stuff. Have you ever used Star for any of your stuff yet to design something?
No, not yet, but looking forward to it.
No, we have not.
Here we go. We are making a match right now.
So
the future.
You are making a killer match,
You guys are going to see some fantastic illusions coming soon by Star. Presented by Greg Wilson and Company.
I'm going to be giving you a commission, right?
Just a shout out and remain my friend. That's all I'm asking.
That's awesome.
So you enjoying the convention then, Greg?
It's just wonderful. It's great. Every year, this is the only convention I pay for.
and even whether you're not performing, you just come because it's so cool. Hang out with friends.
Exactly.
Yep. Star, how about you?
It's like a family reunion. Just seeing the friends is just... You know, I mean, the magic's amazing, too, but just seeing people, you can see them once a year when you come here.
That's true.
Everybody's been coming here for 20 years or whatever, and it's just like, it's just so much fun.
It is so much fun. The problem is that you don't get a quality time to sit down and chat with everybody, because it's like, hey, how you doing? Oh, good to see you. Hey, there's somebody else.
Just
passing by all the time. So to be able to sit down, and many times, I mean, like, I remember last year I was here, the very last day I saw John Schirach. It's like, when did you get here?
Yeah.
I've been here the whole time. You're going in big concentric circles, you know what I mean?
Exactly, yes.
Still, this is a lot of fun. You know, we really enjoy it. So, what is something that is... Have you seen the session this morning? You have a red lanyard. You have the white, so I can't... We're not going to spoil this for you.
Okay.
But it's really good. You'll enjoy the session. And...
When the elephant appeared, I was totally unexpected.
Don't tell him. You're going to spoil it.
How they fit him in that base, we'll never know.
That was a thin base for a big elephant, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And so... It's up to, and so, are there any other programs or anything else as far as what you're working on graphic wise? Or
Well, I have my own line of fashion that I go and do.
Do you
Europe.
Design that yourself?
I do. Yes, I do Milan every year. My next fashion show is December 15th in Milan.
I can't imagine what it'd be like going to Milan.
Yeah,
to a fashion show.
I notice on your guitar art on this beautiful jacket you're wearing has the Japanese war flag.
No, that's actually a misconception. It was a flag way before that for the Japanese Navy. A lot of people say that it was popular because of World War II, but they use it in Japan for all kinds of advertising.
I had a follow-up story that I thought that I was going to produce an American flag and a Japanese flag when I was performing in Japan.
Yes.
And I had a choice of either that flag or just the dot.
Yes.
And I chose that one, not realizing that it had a different meaning.
To the World War II veterans especially, I think. Yes,
so
that
was a quickly changed in the performance.
Yes.
Did somebody tell you about it then afterwards?
Oh, immediately.
Yeah.
As soon as I pulled those flagstaffs out and went whack, they were like, uh-uh.
Yeah. But it's like one of those things where, I mean, I've had a lot of people comment on it too through the years. And then I've had people explain to me that it's just a... percentage of society that, you know, they're easily offended or not easily offended, so people that feel strongly about it definitely feel strongly about it.
Oh, I didn't mean to
critique
at all.
No, I just, like, because the first time I ever heard it, I thought the same thing. I thought, man, I better do some research.
Well, from an aesthetic value, it adds a lot more. It would have just been a white guitar.
It's the cooler looking.
Of course, it's definitely, and it's on the back, too.
Oh, I see.
Wow.
Yeah, so what they're talking about, of course, is the Japanese flag that kind of looks like a starburst almost.
Yeah, it's
the
red, rising sun.
Rising sun, yeah, that's right. The red and white rather than just the red dot you were talking about.
Yes.
You know, then as well.
Yeah.
Very cool. But going to Milan's got to be something cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And seeing all these models. I've seen some videos and things. And, of course, at the Olympics, when they had the opening ceremonies, they had
Paris. They had a lot of fashion in there.
Yeah.
I've won a bunch of awards in Milan.
Wow.
In fashion. And when I do my shows, usually it's kind of cool because they'll actually call the show like a rock star theme. And even though there's like maybe five or six other designers in the show,
yeah,
I get to be kind of the headliner because I'm the American that looks like the rock star. So I'm kind of exotic in Milan.
Exactly.
You know, and...
you represent America, basically.
Yeah, I guess, in a way. But it's just very different from Milan. You know, not the whole world of fashion's there, obviously, but there's a lot of Italian designers and a lot of European designers that come. So it's a much smaller percentage of American designers.
It's an invitation only, the type of thing, too, isn't
it? Yes. Most of the fashion shows are all invitation. They're really tough to get tickets to and things like that, but it's exciting.
Greg, I didn't mean to get in the weeds, but I think that's fascinating.
It is. And if you go to China or India, they might think you're Franz Ferrari.
There you go.
Or from the back, you look like Gay Blackstone.
There you go.
So for the Magic Word Podcast.
You guys are making up your own jokes.
That's right. That was Star and Greg Wilson. Scotty out.